You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. For those of you who may be surprised to hear me now in this time slot, our new schedule is as follows. We will broadcast Monday through Thursday right here on WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA, from 8 until 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 to 9 Central, 6 to 8 Mountain, and 5 until 7 Pacific Standard Time. You can translate those times into UTC for whatever part of the world you're in. What it translates to, I believe, is 0100 to 0300 UTC for all those of you listening around the world. And so I guess that means we're going to be doing 2 hours, four nights a week, until something else happens. Heaven forbid. But if the powers of that be have their way, I'm sure that something else will eventually happen. Let's all pray that it does not. Got a whole lot of information to impart to you tonight. So you need pen and paper. You also need your ears. And you need to listen, not just hear, but listen, and understand. Don't go away, and get ready, folks, because you're going to get bombarded. Ladies and gentlemen, NCI WorldCom Incorporated just laid off approximately 2,000 employees, representing 2.5% of its 75,000-strong workforce. there will be more layoffs in the near future. In fact, over the next year, MCI WorldCom Incorporated is expected to lay off 20% of its entire workforce. You figure it out. If they began with 75,000, they've just laid off 2,000 and plan to lay off a total of 20%. How many people will be out of work sometime before a year is out? Maybe even sooner than that, because this world economic crisis is much worse than you think it is. Are you listening? Our farms, our factories, our businesses can no longer sell overseas, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't matter what the product is. America's exports are falling rapidly as the Asian crisis and the crisis in the third world nations of the Western world batters farms and factories. The United States trade deficit, ladies and gentlemen, surged to $61.3 billion, a fourth consecutive quarterly record. That's just for the quarter now, $61.3 billion. That's not the total trade deficit. The Commerce Department said Wednesday the nation's current account deficit widened by 8.1%. That's 8.1% from July through September. You see, this quarter isn't over yet. Exports fell another $1.2 billion, reflecting the loss of major overseas markets. Do you work for a corporation that makes products that are sold in foreign countries? If you do, you better hang on to your hat, and you'd better start socking away some money, because you might soon find yourself unemployed. The overall deficit would have been even worse, except for a drop in the price of crude oil, which cut the country's foreign oil bill. But what does a drop in the price of crude oil signify, ladies and gentlemen? It signifies a glut of oil. So far this year, farmers have been hurt by declining exports of such products as soybeans, corn, and wheat, and by falling prices, reflecting the drop in worldwide demand. Manufacturers have seen payrolls shrink by 245,000 jobs since March. Now notice how they skew that. They don't want you to know that by the end of this year, by December 31st, ladies and gentlemen, there will have been a total of between 500,000 and 625,000 workers dismissed from their jobs in America, in the United States of America. All corporations, all manufacturers are suffering very steep declines in sales overseas of computers, semiconductors, machinery, you name it. Whatever we make, we ain't selling abroad anymore. They don't have the money to buy it. The Fed has cut interest rates three times to try to stave off the effects of the global economic crises in the United States of America. But it's not working. Look at the market. Look at the market, ladies and gentlemen. It has already fallen. It has already fallen 600 points. It began the day after I posted my reply to all of those who said I was wrong about the stock market crash. Remember that? I posted it on December the 1st. Look at the market now. It has fallen 600 points. And that fall began the day after I posted that story. The Federal Reserve has admitted in its latest survey of national economic conditions that 5 of its 12 regions are suffering from slower growth, mostly due to output declines in export-related industries. That will jump. That will jump to a very serious number very quickly. The Fed has cut interest rates 3 times to try to prevent the global economic crises, the total collapse of the world's economy, from pushing the U.S. economy into a recession. I'm telling you right now, the recession has already begun. If you're spending a lot of money on Christmas, you better stop right now. You're going to need it next year. The government reported last week, listen to this lie. The government reported last week that the unemployment rate fell to 4.4% in November, as big gains at department stores and other service industries offset weakness at factories, and that is not the reason it declined to 4.4%. It declined because they are lying to you about the figures. It declined because a large segment of those who were receiving unemployment checks could not find jobs and exhausted their unemployment benefits. That's why it declined. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States government and the governments of your each and separate states only count those people who are drawing an unemployment check on their unemployment benefits. Those are the only people in the entire country being counted as unemployed. You don't believe me? Check it out for yourself. I did and was amazed when I discovered how they skew the figures. Listen to this very carefully. All those receiving relief checks are not counted as unemployed. All those who are on welfare are not counted as unemployed. Are you listening to me, folks? All of those whose unemployment benefits have run out, have expired, who are no longer receiving unemployment checks, are not counted as unemployed. And to make matters worse, ladies and gentlemen, if somebody gets a part-time job for just a very few hours a week, even less than 1 day's work a week, they are counted as employed and no longer unemployed. So even someone who is receiving an unemployment benefit check, who obtains through the unemployment office several hours of work each week, it could even be less than 1 day's work a week, is counted as employed. He's no longer on the unemployed rolls. The government is lying to you. The Clinton administration, full of the most chronic liars who have ever existed in the history of the world, has skewed everything. How in the world could the economy be doing so well, according to the Clintonistas, the Marxist socialists in the White House, how can it be doing that well when each and every single one of you can look around in your neighborhood and in your bank account and in your pocketbook and see that it is a lie? Why would you believe it? Why do you believe it? They're now admitting that business conditions point to a dramatic slowing of the United States economy and the need for further rate cuts in 1999. That comes from Lawrence Chimarine, economist at the Economic Strategy Institute. Everything that's being issued now is late. It's being issued on figures for the past 3 quarters, is not even taking into account any of the figures of this last quarter, which is almost over. Here's what he says, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me carefully. The trade numbers are going to get a lot worse before they get better. Not only have exports to Asia collapsed, listen to what he says. Exports to Asia have collapsed. He doesn't say that they've fallen off. He says they have collapsed. Well, I'm going to tell you something else. Exports to Mexico, exports to Brazil, exports to all of South America, exports to third world nations in Africa, exports to most of the world have collapsed, not just Asia. You ain't seen nothing yet. The current account report showed the foreign economic turmoil, which has leveled. Listen to this, which has leveled, these are their words, ladies and gentlemen, not mine, which has leveled a number of Asian economies, as well as Russia's, is beginning to be felt in other parts of the United States economy outside of factories and farms. America's surplus in services shrank by $2 billion. Remember, these are old figures. They're not counting this quarter. This quarter's figures aren't in yet. Shrank by $2 billion just in the last quarter, reflecting a drop in foreign travel to the United States as airlines sold fewer tickets. Does your business depend upon foreign tourists? If it does, you might find yourself out of a job very quickly. You work for an airlines? If you do, you might find yourself out of a job very quickly. The deficit in investment flows widens to $5.5 billion deficit just in the last quarter, as Americans earned $1.5 billion less on their overseas investments, reflecting in part the turbulence in overseas financial markets. The last quarter marked the fourth straight quarter that the deficit has risen to a record never in history. And each of the last four quarters has broke the previous record. Our trade deficit is higher than it has ever been in history. It's running, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me carefully. It is running at an annual rate of $220 billion so far just this year as of the third quarter, far surpassing last year's total deficit of $155.2 billion for the whole year. And it is well on track to pop a lot of bubbles all over the place. Of course, the Clinton administration claims that the economy is great. There's nothing wrong. There's no reason to be worried. The global economic crises will not affect us here in the United States. That's what the Marxist socialists in the White House are telling us. And they're concerned that worry over the global crises will lead to a protectionist backlash in the United States. And guess what, folks? In January, the European Commonwealth of 11 European nations will launch their single currency. And guess what? Because of the global economic crises, before they have even launched their currency, they have cut interest rates on that currency. In Japan, the linchpin upon which the entire Asian economy and thus the world economy hinges, and if you don't believe I'm telling you the truth, you just stand back and watch, is crumbling. It's crumbling. It will not recover. Not for a long, long time, if it ever does. Farmers in the Pacific Northwest of the United States of America left their apples unpicked, put them on the trees. Textile workers in the South lost their jobs. You never heard of that, did you? Textile workers in the South lost their jobs. Buyers all over the country canceled orders for heavy trucks from factories in the Midwest. These are just some of the signs of slowing economic growth cited in a Federal Reserve survey of regional conditions. They're admitting it, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? The sheeple are still not paying attention. They are going about their business of eating, bleeding, and manufacturing methane gas. Growth has slowed. The Federal Reserve has admitted that growth has slowed. When they say growth has slowed, ladies and gentlemen, you better watch out because they use the most conservative language that you can imagine. When they say growth has slowed, they're talking about something much worse than what those words convey. The Fed says that growth has slowed in Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, Kansas City, and St. Louis. Other areas, and listen to what they say, they're hedging here. Other areas, Chicago, Cleveland, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, Richmond, and San Francisco, reported mixed conditions. Mixed conditions means they're just beginning to feel the assault of the global crises. And in the next report, they will show a nosedive in growth. But the Fed says consumer spending is up. But how can that be when districts all across the United States said sales were weaker than expected? Are you listening to me, folks? Manufacturing activity was softer, mostly due to output declines in export-related industries. Remember what I told you? That broadcast I did recently was historic, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you were listening. I told you they would begin cutting back on production, on manufacturing. They would cut back and begin to lay off their workers. That's what's happening. And it's just beginning. It's just starting. But as they always do, they say on the plus side, stronger consumer confidence and lower interest rates have spurred home building, mortgage refinancing, and a rebound in commercial construction. It is a lie. I happen to know for a fact that housing starts are down over 9%, that construction activity across the nation is down. Construction companies are afraid. This is a lie. If you don't believe me, go out and find construction companies building new homes. Find them and ask them how many homes they're going to build and whether they're going to continue building new homes. Get the answers from the horse's mouth, ladies and gentlemen. Manufacturers are expecting further reductions in output, and low prices and weak exports continue to hammer the natural resource and agricultural industries. Let me tell you something else that they're not telling you. We are being swamped with cheap products from third world nations and from Asia. Their economies are in trouble. They have devalued their phony money. They have devalued whatever they're using for money. I can't call it money because it's not. I can't call it currency because it's not. I can't call it a Federal Reserve note because it's not. I don't know what it is. Piece of paper with something written on it. They've been devalued all across the world. Russia, the Russian ruble has collapsed. It's almost worthless. The Russian people won't even use it now. If you don't have anything to barter, you can't buy anything because they won't take the ruble. So they need money. They need money. They have the cheapest labor force in the world. All of these third world nations, they have the cheapest labor force. They pay their workers almost nothing. They're now manufacturing products at a rapid rate and pumping them out and shipping them to the United States, and they have chopped the prices to a level that you can't even believe. And guess what? You're not seeing it yet on your shelves of your stores because the American wholesalers are greedy. And they're taking advantage of your ignorance because you don't know that these prices are coming into the United States at rock bottom levels. But eventually, the prices will come down. And when they come down, American industry will not be able to compete. And it will even cause more of a problem here in this country. Don't believe it? Stick around. You're going to find out. Everybody is going to be affected by this. Why did the farmers in the Pacific Northwest leave their apples on the tree? Because prices were too low to cover production costs. It wasn't even worth picking them. They could not even get for those apples what they put in to raising them. And if they hired a workforce to pick the apples and then pack the apples and then ship the apples, they would have gone down the tubes. Textile firms have lost their business to foreign competitors. You will see the textile industry in America with huge bandages wrapped around its hurting body, tipping toward death. And everyone across the country are canceling their orders that they had put in for heavy trucks to carry their products. I'm telling you, the Fed is going to reduce interest rates again early in 1999. They're going to have to, but I'm also going to tell you, it's not going to stop what's coming. What's coming is bad. It's been a long time in coming, and it's not going to go away for a long time. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm steering you in the right direction, if you will just but listen. Get out of your sleepwalk. Wake up. Smell the coffee. Take the steps necessary to protect yourself and your families and your communities. And form a militia. You're going to have to stop looting. When I say protect your communities, I mean protect your communities. And the police aren't going to be able to do it. And there are not enough National Guard troops in this country to even protect New York City. Listen to me. Wake up. Ladies and gentlemen, the Nazi jackbooted thugs are proliferating. They are proliferating. Listen to me carefully. Just for this reason alone, I would tell you not to fly anymore. Stay away from airports. Stay away from airports. Don't come into the country through the airport, and don't go out of the country through the airports. You're liable to be put in a situation that may enrage you, may cause you to become someone like me, who campaigns against the de facto treason in Washington, D.C., rather than the legitimate constitutional Republican government of the United States of America, which seems to have disappeared a long time ago. The Customs Service, the United States Customs Service, is now strip searching hundreds. Listen to me carefully. They are strip searching hundreds of airline passengers. Last year, they transported 675 to hospitals for x-ray inspections in handcuffs. Some were detained for hours, even days, without being allowed to call a lawyer or family members. It was as they had just disappeared, been sucked off the earth into some Nazi vacuum cleaner. Three quarters of them were innocent. 75% of all of them were innocent. We're innocent. 75% of them, by the Customs Service's own admission, were innocent. I'm outraged. I don't know about you, but I'm outraged. Hundreds of airline passengers are intercepted, transported to hospitals for x-ray inspections and handcuffs, detained for hours and days, interrogated without even being called, allowed to call a lawyer or any of their members of their families. 75% of them were innocent. Tourists returning home, business travelers, foreign visitors, not engaged in any criminal activity whatsoever. No smuggling, no drugs, no nothing. Gwendolyn Richards of Chicago is suing Customs over a five-hour ordeal in which she was strip-searched, x-rayed, and subject. I don't even want to say this. This innocent woman, who was just returning from a vacation, was even subjected to a pelvic exam against her will. She was humiliated. She couldn't believe it was happening. They had no reason to think she had drugs. Listen to what the Nazi jackbooted thugs say. This is not the United States of America that I used to know. It is not the constitutional republic founded by our forefathers. It's not the United States of America that my father fought for in World War II. It is not the United States of America, which I thought I was serving as a young man. This is not the United States of America that freed the slaves. This United States of America is going to re-enslave the entire human race if they have anything to say about it. Customs officials say tough tactics are necessary to catch the growing number of smugglers who swallow cocaine-filled balloons, insert packages of heroin into their body cavities, and even hide drugs in a hollow leg or under cover of a fake pregnancy. I'm an amputee, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't go near an airport for all the money on earth. Because the minute that they grabbed me and took me into a room and started tearing my prosthesis off of my leg, I would turn into a raging maniac bent upon only one goal. To revenge all of those who died for freedom in the service of the United States of America against these Nazi jackbooted thugs. You see, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to turn Americans into murderous revenge takers in a very short period if they don't cut this nonsense out. I told you a long time ago, there is no war on drugs. It's a war upon the rights of individuals. It's a war upon the Bill of Rights. It's a war upon constitutional republican government. It is a war upon liberty and freedom. And they can protest all they want to. They are Nazi, jackbooted, scum-sucking thugs. They are not Americans. They don't even know the meaning of the word. If Hitler were alive today, they would be first in line to volunteer for his elite SS corps of murdering, jackbooted, Nazi scum-sucking thugs in Germany. And they would gladly guard prison camps and torture prisoners and perform despicable medical experiments and murder. Yes, they would. Oh, yes, they would. Can you believe this? Customs Service is strip searching hundreds of airline passengers, transporting many of them to hospitals for x-ray inspections in handcuffs, detaining them for hours, even days, without being allowed to call a lawyer or family member. And 75% of them are innocent. Now, if you think the Constitution is still in effect, listen to what I just said. Every single thing that they have done is unconstitutional, unlawful. It is despicable. It is despotic. It is a sign of tyranny. It is tyranny, in fact. It is exactly what the Nazis did. It is exactly what the Nazis did. Listen to this. The Customs Service is strip searching, not just a few, but hundreds of airline passengers, transporting them to hospitals for x-ray inspections in handcuffs. Subjecting women to pelvic examinations, internal examinations. Detaining them for hours, even days, interrogating them without benefit of counsel. Not even allowing them to call a lawyer or a family member. You keep saying, I get calls from you people. Say, Bill, when should I draw the line? I drew the line a long time ago. When are you going to wake up and get your guts? What does it take? What does it take? Why are you asking me when you should draw the line? It's your line. I drew mine a long time ago. Don't ask me when you should draw your line. You tell me when you're going to draw your line. A Florida mother was grabbed by customs and her baby was born prematurely because customs officials forced her to take a prescription laxative when she was 7 months pregnant. Listen to this. A Florida mother gave premature birth to her baby because customs officials forced her to take a prescription laxative when she was 7 months pregnant. She was taken from the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in 1997. She was shackled, hands and feet to a hospital bed for 2 days so inspectors could watch her bowel movements. Her son was born 12 days later, and he suffered damage. Two more U.S. citizens were detained by customs. Their body cavities were searched against their will, and they were forced to take x-rays in Tampa, Florida. One of the women learned afterward that she was pregnant, and now she's worried that her fetus might have been harmed. A 51-year-old widow returning from an around-the-world trip was held for 22 hours at a San Francisco hospital, x-rayed, and given the same powerful laxative. Well, she sued. Amanda Barutica of Port Chester, New York, sued, and she won $451,000 in her lawsuit against the Customs Service. A Boston nurse won $215,000 in a similar lawsuit. Can you believe this? It seems that they are targeting people because of their race, ladies and gentlemen. 60% of those pulled aside for body searches or x-rays are black or Hispanic. 33% of Hispanics who were searched were found to have drugs, compared with 31% of blacks and 26% of whites. But Kelly said, race isn't a factor. Now listen to this. The Supreme Court ruled that customs officers at airports and border crossings don't need probable cause or warrants that police need to search possessions. Customs officers can perform a strip search based on reasonable suspicion that someone might be hiding something illegal. Well, ladies and gentlemen, everybody walking around on the face of this earth might be hiding something illegal. This is wrong. It's unconstitutional. The Constitution does not say. That the prohibition against unreasonable searches and seizures are waived for American citizens at borders are for the Customs Service. You want to know what this is? This is bullshit. This is tyranny. This is despotism. These are Nazi, jackbooted, scum-sucking thugs. You see, I don't give a damn what the courts say anymore. These are not our courts. These courts are not upholding the law. They are subverting the law. They are destroying it. Federal courts do not even have jurisdiction within the territorial boundaries of the states. Federal United States District Courts are territorial courts. The states are not territories. Here's what they consider reasonable suspicion. This is what they say, but the truth is they can pick anybody out of a line anywhere and say they have reasonable suspicion. And if they don't, they'll make it up. Here's what it says. Someone who appears nervous, wears baggy clothing, gives vague or contradictory answers about travel plans, acts unusually polite or argumentative, wears sunglasses or acts sick, race isn't cited, ladies and gentlemen, but I can guarantee you they target race. They target blacks and Hispanics. They say they keep detainees from making calls so that drug associates aren't tipped off. They say that handcuffs are used to protect the officers. They say that generally if someone is held for 8 hours or more, a federal prosecutor is notified. So what? You don't have the right to hold them longer than that. You don't have a right to do anything to them unless you have reasonable cause. According to the dictates of the Constitution for the United States of America, based upon a signed affidavit. One of these nights I'll read it to you, ladies and gentlemen. This is amazing. They've even done it to a 15-year-old girl, a mentally retarded woman, and a woman who uses a wheelchair. Now, folks, listen to me very carefully, and then you'll understand what this is really all about. How much drugs do you honestly believe can be brought into this country by people stuffing drugs in their body cavities or swallowing drugs in balloons? Understanding that if every single traveler coming into the United States, every single one of them, had swallowed drugs contained in balloons or had stuffed them into their bodily cavities, they wouldn't even make a drop in the bucket of the supply of drugs that is brought into the United States and distributed in every city and every town in this country, all across the United States. They wouldn't even make a drop in the bucket. It would not even be noticeable. So why are they targeting these people? Why are they doing this? Why are they strip searching hundreds of people, 75% of whom turn out to be innocent, when the real flow of drugs is coming in by other means, protected usually under the veil of national security, brought in by operatives of intelligence organizations and military units into this country, in partnership with their ages-old confederation known as the Mafia, or organized crime? And why is it that the real organized crime in America has never been targeted by the federal government? No, instead they go after small-time Italian hoodlums and try to make the entire population of this country believe that they are the mafia, that they are the great umbrella of crime that is supplying drugs to the entire nation. John Gotti was a small-time New York hoodlum who only had power within a few block square area, compared to the real mafia in this country, he's a nobody. Long, long time ago, a different ethnic criminal group than the Italians took over organized crime in this country. It was headed by Meyer Lansky. You don't see that group being targeted by the Justice Department, do you? It is a powerful criminal organization that is ruthless in its revenge. And nobody even dares to mention who they are, much less go after them, do they? Except for one, William Cooper. I stopped being afraid of people a long time ago. I don't care who they are or what they do or what they could do to me. I'm going to tell the truth on the hour of the time, come hell or high water. I don't care who it hurts or helps, even if it hurts me. You're going to get the truth from William Cooper on this broadcast, the hour of the time, always. The Italians do not control crime in the United States of America. The Italians have been just sidled right out of the picture, ladies and gentlemen. You want to research who controls organized crime in this country? Research the history of Meyer Lansky and his organization. And you'll hit it right on the head. With both barrels. While the Supreme Court has committed an act of tyranny by allowing the Customs Service to do what it does, to terrorize innocent citizens, picking up a few little drugs here and there, and letting the real culprits slide right on by. They upheld privacy rights in another search case. How do you like this? Seems they don't know what the hell they're doing. In a rare win for privacy rights, the Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that police cannot search people in their cars after merely ticketing them for routine traffic violations. Such a search without suspicion of other wrongdoing is unreasonable and unconstitutional, the court ruled unanimously in an Iowa case. The justices said police unlawfully searched an Iowa man's car after he was stopped for speeding. The search found marijuana and a pipe in Patrick Knoll's car. The decision amounted to a pretty resounding no to police, said Knoll's lawyer, Paul Rosenberg. Allowing the search would have created a very big category of permissible searches, he said. Hey, will somebody please explain to me why this search is not allowed? But if you're getting off of a plane from your vacation in Cancun, they can pull you right into a room, strip search you, search your body cavities against your will, handcuff you, take you downtown, x-ray you, strap you or shackle you to a bed, hands and feet, and keep you there for days while you mess all over yourself, looking for you to pass some balloons filled with some imaginary drugs. I think, ladies and gentlemen, we have a schizophrenic Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is schizophrenic. Not only that, but they can't read the Constitution for the United States of America. It appears that nobody in Washington, D.C. is capable of reading the Constitution for the United States of America. And if by some strange circumstance some of them can read it, they can't understand what it says. They have no idea what it says. The government's now beginning to admit something else. See, they can't keep it from coming out. The truth will always out. Always. How many of you have heard of the Van Allen bill? Van Allen discovered belts of radiation around the Earth way back in the 1900s. I hesitated when I said way back because I just don't feel that old. But I am. I'm 54 years old. Way back in the middle of this century, Van Allen discovered the Van Allen belts of radiation circling the Earth. Encircling the Earth. According to his research and the research that followed, that was done by many other scientists, and was done by the United States Air Force, the United States Navy, and the United States Army, and their rocket programs, the Van Allen belt, as it was named, it's actually several belts, but they completely encompass the Earth, consisted of radiation in such high amounts, ladies and gentlemen, that a man would need 4 feet of lead shielding to get through it. 4 feet of lead shielding. According to Van Allen and those who researched the Van Allen belt, these belts of radiation protected the Earth from radiation, from being bombarded by radiation from space. The government is now admitting what I've been telling you. Once thought to be a slumbering cocoon of charged particles embracing the Earth, new research shows these radiation belts can become extremely powerful in a matter of seconds. These sudden changes pose far greater risks to orbiting telecommunication satellites and even spacewalking astronauts, scientists said Monday at a meeting of the American Geophysical Union, and to astronauts who are traversing or traveling through the Van Allen belt. In fact, they cannot. And people ask me, well, if the astronauts would be fried in space, how come they're not fried in the space shuttle? And I've told you over and over again, the Van Allen belts protect, shield the Earth. The space shuttle is not in the Van Allen belt or belts, and never has been, but orbits the Earth just below these belts of radiation. And the space shuttles, ladies and gentlemen, are not out of the Earth's atmosphere. They are still in the Earth's atmosphere at 300 miles high. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself. Check it out for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. One of these days, I'm going to play Ron's lecture that he gave at one of our conferences. He listened to my broadcast and wanted to know if what I said was true, and what he found out amazed even me. And so I asked him to give a presentation at the conference, and he did. And I'm going to play it again on this broadcast for you one of these nights. Not tonight, though. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Oh, you can bet on it. And you better have your ears open.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. Blessed day, the dark sacred night.
and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do? They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Incomparable Louis Armstrong, folks. I love him. In fact, it was Louis Armstrong, listening to him, that made me learn to play the trumpet when I was a boy. The Van Allen belts were detected 40 years ago. They're donut-shaped particle belts that extend more than... And listen to this, for those of you who criticize me saying, well, the astronauts don't get burned by the Van Allen belts because they're going so fast and they go right through the belt really quick. No, they don't, ladies and gentlemen. No, they don't, ladies and gentlemen, because the Van Allen belts extend more than 20,000 miles out into space around the Earth. They were thought to be very stable recently. That's what NASA said. That was never what the scientists said before all of a sudden they had to send men to the moon. New observations by an array of satellites show changes in the planet's own magnetic field can accelerate electrons in the belts to nearly the speed of light, transforming them into what some researchers describe as killer electrons. Killer electrons, killer electrons. You better bet your boots they can penetrate the thickness of the lunar capsule, the spaceship that was sent to the moon. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. Captain Audio outside the nation's capital.
Can you talk a lot louder, please?
Yes, sir. How is that?
That's much better.
Very good. I was really quite agitated listening to your broadcast for the last hour. I am deeply concerned, and I wonder, in the interest of fair reporting, if you might cite and source the items on the customs investigations, the alleged kidnappings, the cavity searches, etc.
Why, certainly. How about the Washington Bureau of the Associated Press? December 3rd, 1998. Yeah, it's the AP website.
Associated Press.
Yes.
And a search for December 3.
That's what I have here on my printout. Web posted at 10:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 15:03 GMT. You didn't really think I couldn't source it, did you?
No, sir. I just wanted to check you out.
Well, that's what you should do.
Absolutely. That is utterly disheartening.
Isn't it? But it's not just customs. The federal government has turned in to a Gestapo police force. They are even federalizing police departments all across the country and sheriff's offices. You know how they do it? They say, we'll give you money if you'll do what we say.
Broadcast when you touched on the economic issues, I wanted them to hear that.
I need you to talk louder.
I'm sorry. When you touched on the economic issues, I wanted them to hear that, although they are 8 years old and younger, so they really didn't understand about employment, unemployment. I had to explain, but when you came on with the customs issues, I honestly had to send my own children out of the room.
That's not all. Did you know that if you even drive into an airport now, they can search your entire car for no reason at all?
Under what authority?
Under the authority granted to airports after TWA Flight 800 went down, and they all claimed that it was some wacko right-wing nut religious fundamentalist religious dude that did it. Not searches, to my knowledge. There has been challenges to the demand for identification before you can board an aircraft, and that fell through the grading. They can't do it. They can't make you present identification because we have the freedom guaranteed to travel in this country by the Constitution.
Yes, I agree with that.
It's bluff. They tell you you can't board the aircraft unless you present two forms of valid state-issued or federal-issued identification. That has been challenged on numerous occasions. People have refused or refused the right to board their aircraft, and they sued and won. Now, if you refuse to present ID at airports, they will mark you specially, and they'll put a red or a sticker on your luggage and on your ticket. And you will be the last to board, and they will search your luggage unbeknownst to you.
I have heard it.
But they won't stop you anymore.
I have heard as much, and...
But you're marked. You're marked. This is what Hitler did in Germany. You had to have papers to travel. You had to have permission, and that's coming with the new national ID card, a stamped passport right on it. It's a domestic passport, is what it is. If you don't have it, you're not going to travel.
I am absolutely speechless.
Some people are calling the new national ID card that Congress just enacted a biometric ID card. It is not. There are no biometrics mandated on it.
Excuse me. You suggest that Congress has legislated that?
Yes.
Could you source and cite that one also?
Well, I don't have that with me because that wasn't the subject of tonight's broadcast. But it just...
That's fine. I'll give you that.
That's coming. Do you have it?
No, this is absolute news to me.
Yeah, they snuck it in. It's done. Done deal. Any state that accepts money from the federal government must participate in the National ID Card Program. Employers cannot hire you if you do not have a national ID card because then you will be suspected as being an illegal immigrant.
Can you speak on how they're going to implement this?
Simply, they've ordered the states. If you don't do this, you get no more federal money. And the stupid fools in the states don't even understand that the federal government doesn't have any money unless the people of that state gave it to them to begin with, and before any of it ever comes back to the state, most of it's gone. What fools!
No.
And in their greed, they can't say no. Oh, we've got to have that money. Please don't cut off our money. We'll do anything you say. We'll lick your boots. We'll turn into Nazis. We'll do anything.
So, could you speculate then? Would that be a function of the Department of Motor Vehicles?
Or? It's the function of the state.
Well, and how would they implement that?
However each state wishes to do so. But it must be an ID card according to the federal standards.
I wonder also, and not to doubt you, but just to check you out, if you have a House and Senate bill number on those.
No, it wasn't the subject of tonight's broadcast.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot. Perhaps another night you might mention it.
I've mentioned it in the past. We talked about it on this broadcast, and I gave out that information when it was pending in Congress.
I wasn't privy to that broadcast, and propagation, as it is
It's a done deal. All that remains is by a certain date, the states have to implement it to start issuing the ID cards.
Do you know what that date is?
No, I don't. Not right off the top of my head.
That's fine. I don't want to challenge you and put you on the spot, but I would really be disheartened when I go to the AP site to find out that everything you say is so, because if that is the case...
It is the case.
Which I'm certain that it most likely is. We don't have a hell of a lot of time left.
I've been telling you that for years. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, time has run out. Time is over with.
I wonder if you might have one word of encouragement.
One word of encouragement?
Nice to hear. I'm rather...
The only word of encouragement I have is for those who, like me, drew the line a long time ago, have been resisting tyranny and despotism, and are prepared and will die in defense of our rights and constitutional Republican government. The word of encouragement that I have is for me and those like me. We will be free while the rest of you are enslaved, and I really sincerely believe that when we get to those gates, God may not say anything to us, but I think he's going to smile at us, and I think those gates will swing open.
Well, God save us all.
God's not going to save us all. And for those of you sitting around waiting for God to come and save you, I don't know what to tell you. God's not going to save you. God helps those who help themselves. And if you are not willing to fight on the side of God and on the side of good against evil, God's not going to help you in any event at any time. Period.
Message received loud and clear. Very good, sir. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for your call. And check those things out.
Oh, certainly I will.
And you'll find that the national ID card is a reality. It's coming. There is an implementation date. There is a schedule that all states have to comply with it by a certain date. And anybody who is not in possession of that card is going to find that they won't be entitled to any state or federal benefits. They won't be able to get their Social Security benefits. They won't be able to get a driver's license. In fact, that will be the driver's license, amongst other things.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Mr. Cooper.
You're welcome.
Good night, sir.
Good night. So, folks, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
The office is open, Dr. Wallach here, and before we go to our first caller, I want to remind people that 25 to 40% of your bone weight is pure collagen or gelatin. You ever did that sixth grade biology experiment where you took a chicken drumstick bone, made sure all the meat was off of it, put it into a quart jar of white vinegar, left it in there for 2 weeks, then washed it off, and guess what? You can tie that chicken drumstick bone into a square knot, because all the minerals have been taken out of it, but the gelatinous 25 to 40% is still there. And you can supplement with all the calcium you want, but without that collagen, chondroitin sulfate, and glucosamine sulfate, you're not going to retain much of any calcium. And that's a very, very important part of Dr. Wallach's pig arthritis formula. Let's go to our first caller, Helen in Lakeland, Florida. Helen, you're on the air.
Well, hi, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I'm from Lakeland, Florida. And I have a question for you.
Fire away.
Okay. I'm a 56-year-old who has a history of osteoporosis in my family. And I can remember my grandmother being stooped over. My mom is really getting worse every day. Is there anything I can do to keep this from happening to me?
Oh, absolutely, Helen. Osteoporosis and Dowager's hump like your grandmother had, and if your mom has the beginnings of Dowager's hump too, we may be even able to help her. And if you supplement with all 90 essential nutrients, you can rebuild cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, and bone, regardless of your age. Have you been taking any minerals, calcium?
Well, I take 2 tablets of 600 milligrams per day. Is that enough calcium? Or
Do you know what the source of that calcium is?
I do not know the source, but it also has vitamin D with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's a very common formulation for calcium tablets where they add a little bit of vitamin D with it. Unfortunately, when you have a calcium tablet, you're looking at almost always a metallic or inorganic form of calcium. which is only about 8 to 12% absorbable to animals and human beings until you get about 40 or 50 years of age. You hit that big 5-0, and your digestive physiology changes. And normally, your ability to absorb this type of inorganic calcium drops to 3 to 5%. And even though you're supplementing, and you might even think you're supplementing with 2,000 milligrams of calcium, but in fact, you only may be getting 28 milligrams of calcium a day. And so the type of calcium is important. Now, what kind of work do you do?
Well, I'm a nurse. I'm an RN.
Okay, so you're on your feet a lot.
Right.
And are you a surgical nurse or a floor nurse?
Well, I do private duty.
I see. So you see a lot of people at home
right.
With osteoporosis. And you've seen people taking all kinds of calcium supplements, and you will notice that they don't do well. Even if they take Tums or calcium carbonate, calcium lactate, calcium citrate is another one people like to use. And so my suggestion is that you try Dr. Wallach's pig arthritis formula. Not only does it have three types of calcium, the colloidal calcium, which is up to 98% available, the chelated calcium, which is 40 to 60% available, and the elemental calcium, which is 10 to 12% available. It also has the collagen, glucosamine sulfate, and the chondroitin sulfate, which will help you retain the calcium you're supplementing with. And so I would suggest the whole pig arthritis formula for twice a day, for say 60 to 90 days, to get your calcium back into your bones, and then cut it to once a day for maintenance. That'll cut your cost and will also be a lot more convenient for you.
You have given me a whole lot of information. I sure will follow through, and I thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome, Helen. And, of course, like everybody else, if you do these things, don't fall into despair. You don't need to have a hip replacement surgery. You do not need to live a life of disability. Even if you're 75, 85, 95, or 105, you can rebuild those bones. And so osteoporosis should be a thing of the past. We've eliminated it in animals because we don't have Blue Cross, Blue Shield, major medical hospitalization, Medicare, and Medicaid to pay for nonsensical surgical treatment, medical treatment with drugs or with mechanical treatments for nothing more than a mineral deficiency disease. Let's go to Ralph in Rancho Margarita, California.
Hi, Doc. Thank
yes,
you
sir.
For taking my call.
You're very welcome. What's up?
Well, I'm in my late 40s, and I've noticed that in the mornings I got a terrible time getting out of bed. It's getting to be more of a struggle getting my body up and going. My knees, my back hurt, and really my joints hurt all over. I just feel like I never get loose.
Okay. Have you ever tried any of that old treatment of soaking your hands in hot water for 20 minutes? Does that ever help you?
I've never tried that, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Do you do any kind of exercise?
Very little. I bowl a little bit when I can and play a little golf.
All right. Have you ever had a diagnosis of arthritis?
No.
Never been to a doctor for this?
No.
Okay. Basically, the odds are you have the beginnings of osteoarthritis or degenerative arthritis, which is one of the features of osteoporosis. And you should be able to see results very quickly in taking all 90 essential nutrients, getting the calcium, the magnesium, the boron, strontium, and other trace minerals that are necessary for bone regeneration and bone growth. Make sure you take it in the form of the pig arthritis formula twice a day for 90 days. And I want you to give us a call back in 30 days because you're going to see some quick results. What kind of work do you do, Ralph?
I'm an accountant, so I'm at a desk most of the day and kind of stressful.
Uh-huh. And you don't do anything on the weekends? You're not a weekend warrior?
No, I'm not a weekend warrior. I just spend time with the wife, and we do a little traveling.
Uh-huh. Okay, how's your wife doing? Does she have any similar symptoms?
Yes.
Okay, the reason why I ask that, Ralph, is because when you have a couple who eats the same, it's not unusual for them to get similar diseases, and you think, gosh, we're both getting arthritis. Well, that's because you're both eating the same way and perhaps not supplementing properly. Did you ever supplement in your life?
We take some vitamins, vitamin C and so forth, but mm-hmm. not too much else.
Okay, I didn't hear any minerals, so that
no.
would go along with your history of this beginnings of arthritis. Okay, Ralph, give us a call in a month after you start the pig arthritis formula. And we look forward to hearing from you and your wife.
Well, good. Thank you very much for the information, Doc. We'll sure give it a shot.
Okay. Thank you, Ralph. All right. We've got time here so we can go to another caller. Let's go to Linda in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Linda. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, ma'am.
I've just been diagnosed with MS, and I really don't want to spend the rest of my life in a wheelchair. Is there anything I can do?
All right. So what symptoms do you have right now?
I don't have any. Yet.
Okay. Well, how did they know you had MS? I mean, why did you go to the doctor?
Dizziness. Deafness.
Okay. Very good. That's not unusual. Sometimes people get blurry vision. They may slur their speech like they're intoxicated. Sometimes their movement's a little stiff. They can't find out where their feet are at, this type of thing. Not unusual, the very, very mild, almost imperceptible symptoms of early multiple sclerosis. And did the doctors tell you what part of the brain is injured when you have MS?
No.
They didn't give you any explanation. Well, normally the MS, multiple sclerosis, is caused by a degeneration of the myelin, the insulating material in the brain. And this is almost 100% cholesterol. 75% of your brain weight is pure cholesterol. It's called myelin. It's this fatty stuff that insulates each nerve fiber of the brain and spinal cord. And when this becomes degenerated and replaced with scar tissue, Linda, this is when you get MS. And the symptoms will depend and vary from person to person and vary in severity based on the location of these injuries to the brain. It's very, very spontaneous. It's a throw of the dice. It's a crapshoot, if you will, what part of the brain is affected. So one person's early stages of MS can be quite a bit different from another person's. But what you want to do is stop the continuing injury, and you want to, in fact, rebuild the damaged myelin. And so what I like to do is give the brain the raw materials to rebuild the myelin, which includes, of course, the cholesterol. So you want to eat 2 eggs every morning for breakfast, soft scrambled, or maybe poached or soft boiled, not fried. You want to eat 72 ounces of red meat every month, and I know that sounds like a lot, but it's just a quarter pounder a day. And the purpose of this meat and eggs is to take in the cholesterol. You only make 10% of your daily need. The other 90% must come from your diet. And if you don't bring in this raw material, you'll never be able to rebuild that myelin. Now, in addition to the eggs and the meat, you want to take in all 90 essential nutrients. And a good way to do that, 87 of the 90 essential nutrients you can get is the pig arthritis formula. The other three, the essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, I like to use the flaxseed oil capsules or salmon oil capsules or the evening primrose oil. The flaxseed oil is a little bit more economical, and the salmon oil capsules sometimes give people belches, burps, and bloats, and so you can kind of choose which one you want. And then the continuing injury is kind of interesting to me. One of the things that was on 60 Minutes about 8 years ago, there was a group of people who had MS, and a fellow by the name of Hal Huggins in Colorado Springs, Colorado, dentist, took out their mercury amalgam fillings. Within 12 weeks, they were all giving up their walkers and their wheelchairs and were essentially symptom-free because he felt that the damage to the myelin in the brain for MS was due to mercury that was off-gassing out of the mercury amalgam fillings. So you want to have those replaced with a composite or a fiberglass and stop that continuous leaching if you have any of those mercury amalgam fillings in. Do you have any of those?
Oh, yeah. And I will definitely get it taken care of. I don't want to be crippled the rest of my life.
Yeah, and of course, do the dietary changes. Avoid all fried foods, margarines. And margarines are the worst type of fat for your body, especially when you have any type of brain damage like you do with MS. You want to be able to give up that margarines, the salad dressings, anything with oils in them, fried foods, tempura, stir fry. And you want to be sure to take that essential fatty acid. You want to take 3 of those with each meal, and 3 1-gram or 1,000 milligram capsules of the flaxseed oil or salmon oil or evening primrose oil. That'll give you about 3% of the average daily intake of essential fatty acids of your calories, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And give us a call back in a couple of months. It's going to take a couple of months to see some benefit if this is going to work for you, Linda. And don't forget, if you have a problem, if you have a health challenge, or if you want to talk about a health challenge of any loved one, you can give us a call, too, and we will do everything we can to give you the information we know. If we don't know it, we'll look it up, and then we'll let you know it.
If you'd like information on Dr. Wallach and his advice on how you can improve your own personal health, and this number is working. Tim is back, and the number is working, folks. Call 1-888-403-2405 right now. That's 1-888-403-2405. In the Round Valley of Arizona, it's 3555. I almost forgot it. In the Round Valley of Arizona, it's 3555. For everybody listening out there, call 1-888-403-2405. For those of you who have sent in your associate applications, they have been validated and sent off, and you should get your big, thick packet of all kinds of stuff, and you'll even get an audio tape of Dr. Wallach's Dead Doctors Don't Lie and a whole bunch of other stuff in the mail, so be watching for it, folks. It's coming to you, and we'll be talking about all of those things on this broadcast from time to time. The phones are open, 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. The phones are open. Folks, some time ago we decided that we were going to, and by the way, if you live in the Round Valley is going to have its own television station soon. The Round Valley is going to have its own television station soon, ladies and gentlemen. So pay attention. We'll probably announce it in Glenn Jacobs' paper when it becomes a reality. In the meantime, we need several pieces of equipment. We had determined how much all of this was going to cost us to be able to produce television here in the Round Valley and premium broadcast quality videotapes for all of those of you all around the world who care about the subjects that we cover on the Hour of the Time. We're going to take them to television, and we are looking for a place on satellite to broadcast on television so that cable stations and independent stations across the world can pick up our television programming and broadcast it. We will also make tapes available at cost to those of you who will certify, sworn under penalty of perjury, that you are broadcasting those tapes on your local cable access station in your communities. Now, we can't do this unless we have another $15,000 in equipment. We've been purchasing, all of those of you who have sent in donations, since we began this project, we have purchased most of the equipment that we need, and in fact could actually broadcast and make tapes right now with the equipment we have. However, they would not be up to the par or the quality that they need to be at. Just like when we published Veritas, we knew that if we made a newsletter or a tabloid, it would have no credibility. But if we published a full-size national newspaper, and it's international now, folks, people subscribe to it all over the world, then it would have credibility. Well, the same thing with television. If it's not broadcast quality, it looks like some cheap backyard garage production, and it loses credibility. You all know it. You've seen them, and you know what happens to those kinds of tapes. People don't pay much attention to them. We want the sheeple to watch these videotapes. We want the sheeple to watch our television program, and we want to be able to educate people who never before have known anything about the subjects that we cover on this broadcast. We must expand. We must do everything that we possibly can to save freedom, not only for this country, but for the whole world. And the only way to do that is to wake up enough people where we own the political process. Now, folks, I don't have much hope that that's going to happen, but I'm a person who cannot give up and will not ever stop trying. I must continue to try by every lawful means possible to effect the necessary restoration of constitutional Republican government right up until the very moment where it is no longer possible to do so because I'm dead. And so, I've got to tell you right now, there's no possible way we're going to get this money unless you help. We need $15,000. We need $15,000. It is a non-profit endeavor. We're not going to make any money from doing this. Not one single penny are we going to make. We're going to produce videotapes so that people around this country can plug them into their cable access channels at cost, our cost, and educate the American people. We are going to go on satellite with a regularly scheduled television program sometime in the future if we get this needed equipment, and you're going to be able to watch us on television. And if you can't, then you need to bombard your local stations until they agree to carry our programming, and that includes your cable providers. And we're going to furnish 24-hour-a-day television programming for the Round Valley right here in Arizona. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, sir, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
I appreciate your information you put out on the show there. And scanning across there and caught your show. Did you write the book? I believe the name of it I heard on your show was Behold a Pale Rider.
No.
Okay.
Never wrote any book called Behold a Pale Rider. Why, do you have such a book?
Sir?
Do you have such a book?
No, sir. Have you put out any literature or tapes or books yourself?
Tons of it. It's called Behold a Pale Horse.
I'm sorry, that's it. my mistake. Did you also put it out on cassette tape?
Yes. I didn't put it out. It was audio literature.
Okay.
One of the major producers of audio books in the world.
Okay. Do you have that phone number or their address?
You can order directly from us for $19.95.
Okay. Can I through this phone number right here?
No, you need to write. We only accept cash.
Okay.
Or cash or blank money orders, nothing else.
Okay. And your address, could I get that one time? I'm in Virginia. Sometimes I have a hard time getting you on shortwave, you know, it's staticky. If you wouldn't mind repeating your address real quick.
The Hour of the Time.
Hour of Time.
In care of P.O. Box 940.
940.
Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R.
E-A-G-A-R.
Arizona.
A-Z.
85925.
85925.
That's correct.
Okay, one other thing. I believe it was a week or so ago, you were doing a show, and you didn't get much response over the telephone call, and then you found out, I think, you were having a problem with your phone line with the company there.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, you know, you got, sound like you got discouraged there. I was listening to you at work, and I can't call long distance at work there.
Let me tell you something. I've been doing this for so long,
uh-huh.
And the subject matter of this broadcast is so weighty and so terrible, and the apathy and ignorance of the American people is so widespread and so all-encompassing that it is very, very easy to become frustrated and discouraged. And I really believe that most people would never have been as persistent as I have been, and a lot of them wouldn't even have tried.
I can agree with that 100%.
So I take pride in that.
Okay, I agree with you 100% there. I just wanted to offer you the word of encouragement. There's a lot of muted voices out here. For some reason, we can't respond to you or, you know, whatever.
Well, I don't even want to hear that. That's baloney.
Okay.
That there's no such thing as muted voices. There are people who are afraid to speak up, and people who are afraid are already enslaved. That's got to change. Those muted voices have to become unmuted.
Okay, well, I would just, man, at the moment, I couldn't reach you to offer you the encouragement that I'm going to try to buying your product to help support your show.
I really appreciate that.
Okay, you know, I mean, that's the best I can do from this point, because I speak the truth and people think I'm crazy, but I'm not. I know I'm not.
Welcome to the club.
So keep up the good work, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for your call.
All right.
Back to the subject, folks. We need donations. I never ask for donations. I'm asking you now. It's for a nonprofit service to the nation so that we can educate people. We're not going to make any money on this at all. We need $15,000. If you send donations and mark them for the television project, mark those donations for the television project, that's where those donations will go. And I'll tell you something else. Anybody who donates to this project, whatever we produce in this project We will make that available to you at our bare cost. So if you donate, you get anything that we produce out of this project at the bare minimum cost. Now, I can promise you that. I can tell you that that's an absolute fact. I've never promised you anything that I did not fulfill. And, ladies and gentlemen, my word, you can take to the bank, but you better not take it to any bank in this country. Take it to some other bank, but you can take it to the bank. It's as good as gold. So we need that money, and we need it as quick as we can. We must produce enough material that we can wake up several million people before they come up here and kill me, because that's exactly what they're going to do sooner or later. You can also take that to the bank. It's a fact. Be right back.
Fancy driving, wanna see a guy who's driving in love. I'll be satisfied, electrified, to know a guy what takes his time. I hook me up, Roxanne. I always get the air. Wouldn't give in. Russian guy smile. I could go for any singer who would condescend to linger a while. What a lullaby would be like to have a guy would take his takes his time. I'll go for any time. A hasty job really spoils a master's style. I don't like a big commotion. I'm a demon for slow motion and touch. Why should I deny that I would die to know a guy would take his time? Something done. If you're rushed when you have to make the grade, I can spot an amateur, appreciate a connoisseur at his trade. Who would qualify, no alibi, to be a guy would take his time?
Well, the phones are open once again, folks, 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. By the way, while we're waiting for another call, if you'd like to contribute to the television project, please send your contributions to The Hour of the Time in care of 98.5 FM. That's The Hour of the Time, 98.5 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's the Hour of the Time in care of 98.5 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. Donations in any amount will be appreciated. We will only accept cash or blank money orders, please. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Bill.
Good.
Good
as can be under the circumstances.
Wait till I turn my radio down. I don't want to start squealing, but I've listened to you for a long time. And I hope you're not right about the last remark about taking to the bank, but I tried to call you on Alan Hanneman. I heard you not long ago. And I just found your station on that show, and I started listening to you again, but I've listened to you for about, I guess, since 1991.
92 was our first broadcast. May the 4th, 1992.
I got permission. Let me turn my radio down.
Okay.
I got permission to from you to record some of your shows, and I've got quite a few of them. And I've researched quite a bit of what you've, taught. And every bit of it is true.
Can you talk louder and say that again, please?
Every bit of everything I've researched that you've taught has been true. And I've researched it all. And like the last caller was saying, you know, I hope that's right or whatever, but, you know, I've researched it all. And
have you researched the national ID card?
No, but they've been talking about that in other shows and stuff for a long time. They called it the Mark card, this and that, but it's coming sooner or later.
Yeah, it's already been passed. Legislation, it's fact. It's already a done deal. They're just waiting for the implementation date.
Yeah, I know Lucent Technologies was trying to design a card kind of like that.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
But,
have you ever researched any of the things that the Customs Service is doing?
No, I hadn't, but I got your ozone layer tape. I love that. The guys at work, they're like, you know, they don't understand any of that. And then about the moon landing.
Most people don't. They couldn't deplete all the ozone. They couldn't deplete any of the ozone in the atmosphere if they wanted to. Simply because as long as there's oxygen in the atmosphere and there's light from the sun, it's producing ozone all the time. They can't stop it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Like your show, you know, I listen to it over and over, and it all, hydrofluorocarbons, they can't even reach that layer.
That's right. The molecules are too heavy. They couldn't get up there if they wanted to. They're not the cause of any depletion of anything.
But like what you say.
And if ozone depletion was a problem, how come Los Angeles spends close to $10 million a year to destroy ozone because it's a pollutant? They do it in every city. It's a joke. This ozone hole crap is a joke.
Yeah.
If there was really an ozone hole, it wouldn't be over the Antarctic or the Arctic. It would be over Los Angeles. It would be over New York City. It would be over London. It would be over Tokyo. It would be over Moscow.
Yeah.
Not over the North Pole or the South Pole. It's over those poles, and it's only over one pole at a time, only when that pole is experiencing winter. Because the sunlight is not striking the oxygen in the atmosphere, because the Earth is tilted on its axis and they're going through 6 months of darkness, and therefore ozone is not created. Oh, I could just cry every time. it's amazing. People fall for this crap.
A lot of people don't believe it, though, and that's the thing. It's convincing people, and you know, I don't even try anymore. I just, you know.
They don't believe it because they have no brains left.
They're
zombies. They repeat what they hear. They have no capability of forming an original thought whatsoever. Even if they had to, if their life depended on it, they couldn't do it.
That's true.
I mean, this is basic junior high school physics.
Yeah, you're right. It is. Same way with a lot of other things that you talked about that people can't even comprehend because they're not even open-minded to listen to the, you know, listen to the way it really is,
mm-hmm.
taught one way, and they don't know how to really think for themselves anymore. It's not sheeple, you know, exactly what you have said in the past.
Eat bleep. You've
got lenient. You've got pretty lenient.
Eat bleep and manufacture methane gas.
Huh?
They eat bleep and manufacture methane gas.
Hmm.
That's their job.
Yeah, that's true. But
and also, they have another job. Rubber stamp everything the shepherd says.
See this, you know, now they can't go to Kmart and buy a shotgun anymore.
You can't buy anything anymore.
Yeah, and that's working up a lot of people and kind of sway. persuade them towards, you know, being a little bit open-minded. But
yeah, Brady Bill was supposed to be for handguns only. Seven-day waiting period. Everybody bought it. Now it's for every gun, every rifle, every .22, even BB guns.
Yeah. You're right. It's, well, down here, like in the city limits, you can't even shoot a BB gun. You know, I mean, it's pretty bad. But, yeah, you know, other parts of North Carolina.
Yeah, when I was a boy, they would have arrested the whole town.
Yeah.
The whole town would have been in prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I was a boy, if these laws existed then, the whole town would have been in prison.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the way it is in some counties.
They've criminalized America.
Yeah, they have. You're right. Well, everything's against the law these days, it seems like, when it comes down to it. But, and they've, people are falling for it just like you predicted. And the guy, Behold a Pale Horse, I've had your book. I had two copies of it, as a matter of fact, and I've had it for a while.
Behold a Pale Rider?
Yeah, that's what he thought, but he was a little bit off on that one. But
people who own the book and are holding it in their hand when they call me say the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't understand it myself.
I don't either. A lot of good stuff in the book. A lot of stuff I've used to teach people, I guess, about the secret societies and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's where it all comes from. Comes out of secret organizations.
Got it one time, but I recorded half of them anyway.
Yeah. Secular humanism is, in fact, the religion of Freemasonry.
Yeah. You're right. Man is God.
That's right.
That's what they believe.
Yeah.
And it's big, too. And that's why I've, you know, learned everything. I listen to your show, like I said, now, I guess, ever since it started. And I've researched all of it and got different books and literature and read. And I even went to the library, the university library, and looked up the government documents and everything that you said has come true. And like you said, you said believe none of, you know, believe.
Yeah, don't believe me. If you can't research it and confirm it in your own research, don't believe it.
That's true. And because of that and all other aspects of my life, I've become smarter, you know. Because
yeah.
Because I don't listen to just anything more.
Oh, by the way, folks, Captain Audio called back. Said he went to the AP website and couldn't find this story. Ladies and gentlemen, stories have been known to be posted, are broadcast, and then disappear, never hear anything else about them, because they contradict the police state. They criticize the police state. But this was an AP article. It was posted on their website on, let me see here, where is it? I'm looking at the wrong one. That's why. On December the 3rd, 1998, posted 10:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 15:03 GMT. It was also broadcast on Chicago's WMAQ television about strip searches on black women by the Customs Service. There's also a black man who's making the talk show radio circuit who also talks about this. Also, he has a suit against the federal government because he was targeted because he's black for this treatment when he got off an airplane. Just wanted to let you know, in all fairness, he called back and said he could not find it on the AP website. Keep researching. You'll find it. It's true. It's absolutely true. And besides that, I cited some court cases that you can also look up. Do you have anything else?
Even down here in North Carolina, they set up like road checks and search, you know, one out of every so many cars or whatever.
Yeah, do they have probable cause to pick your car and search it because your car number 23? Is that probable cause under the Constitution?
No, it's not.
Do they have a signed affidavit by somebody in order to get a warrant? Do they have a warrant to search your car?
No.
It's unconstitutional. They're Nazi, jackbooted, thug, scum-sucking, anti-American traitors. That's what they are. They're destroying the Constitution every time they do it.
That's true. And I was reading to one of my friends, and you know.
Then they go home and kiss their wife and say, "I was fighting the criminals. I'm a hero."
Well, to get a warrant, they have to go through. Really, I mean, they have to go through a lot of. To get a warrant from a magistrate, anyway, it down here in
to get a warrant, they have to fulfill the dictates of Article 4 of the Constitution for the United States of America, and if they don't fulfill those demands, they cannot do it.
There's a bunch of them, too.
Yes.
Because I read it, there's like four, and they have to know who they're going to get, what they're going to get, and why they're going to get it, and they have to have a lot of stuff.
Where it is, and they have to have a signed affidavit based upon probable cause that you have, in fact, committed a crime.
I hadn't heard you in probably 6 months, so I call in tonight and say, hey, thanks for still being on there.
Alan says he's glad to have me as a guest, but I know he dreads it.
You know, I waited 35 minutes and couldn't even get in. And finally, he said, you had to leave, and he came on there, and he said, well, Bill had to go, and he said, can I help you with anything? And I said, well, no, I just tried to call because I hadn't heard him in probably 6 months. And I found you on my, I got a digital shortwave, so I found you on it.
Yeah, well, let me try and get somebody else in here before we have to call it a night.
Okay. Good talking to you again.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. For those of you who want information on Dr. Wallach and his recommendations on how you can improve your personal health, call 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405. We hope to have him on live sometime during the month of January. Good evening. You're on the air.
Captain Audio outside the nation's capital.
Yes.
Again, I need to actually back you up, Mr. Cooper.
Can you talk louder, please?
I'm sorry. I need to back you up entirely.
What, did you find it?
I did. However, you need to search the AP site, and you need to specify the date December 2, not 3, as you stipulated earlier.
Well, the copy we have is dated December 3rd.
I can't refute that. I can just...
Sometimes they do that if they don't want people to find a story. They do it. You have to understand, the press in this country is controlled today.
I will not refute or protest that statement. I'm just merely stipulating that there are three articles available on the AP site, dated 12/2/98, and they have to do with the sex and race, and also custom searches. I am not a member of AP, nor will I subscribe to that, so I did not read the articles. I can only substantiate the fact that the headlines do exist as you purported, and I thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I thank you for calling back, because, you know, as I just told everybody that you had called me during the music and said that you couldn't find it.
Well, maybe I'm a dummy, but... on 12/2, you can find it, not 12/3, based on my findings. Thank you, and keep up the good work.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
And thank you for your call.
Yes, sir.
See, folks, if I cite it, it's there. It may be hard to find. They make it impossible to find, but somehow, if you're diligent enough, you'll find it. You will always find it, because nothing goes out over this broadcast that can't be documented and sourced and isn't true. It just doesn't happen. We make mistakes from time to time, and if we do, it's usually me that makes it. If I make a mistake, all you have to do is prove it to me, and I'll come on the air and retract it and tell whatever it is that's the correct statement that should be said. I've always done that. I always will do that. This is the last. Listen to me carefully, folks, because I'm not pulling your chain here. I'm telling you the truth. This is the last bastion of truth in America. This is the hour of the time. You're not going to find it on Rush Ditto Head Limbaugh. You're not going to find it on Oliver Lie to Congress, Dope Smuggling CIA Minion Oliver North, who disgraced the uniform of the United States Marine Corps. You're not going to find it on CIA, guess who? Remember what I told you? There's no such thing as an ex-CIA agent. There is no such thing as an ex-FBI agent. You know who I'm talking about. He didn't lie. He just wouldn't talk. G. Gordon Liddy. Wake up, America. You've been had. If you care about the truth, if you want to help save freedom, if there is any way to save it, it'll be done through these efforts and through yours if you're ready when the time comes to stand up and fight. Then support this broadcast. If you want to really help us wake up America, remember that people don't believe anything nowadays unless they see it on television. Help support our television project. Send us the largest donation you can possibly afford. Make sure that we know it's for the television project. Send it to the Hour of the Time in care of 98.5 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. You're listening to 98.5 FM Eager. We now return you to All Oldies Most of the Time.